Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Hollywood recently greenlit a number of Avatar sequels. Jorge Zuluaga, associate professor of physics at the University of Antioquia, discusses the practical impossibility of the fictional homeworld of Pandora.
5 years ago, we were amazed with the images of Pandora, the habitable moon of the movie Avatar. Beside the creative license of superconducting floating mountains, the chances for a real Pandora are much lower than we may have originally thought. Although planetary scientists are almost convinced that there exists a plethora of small worlds around giant planets in other planetary systems, the truth is that the environment of these worlds will probably be extremely complex and potentially hostile to life. Living in the close realms of a gargantuan planet 10 times the mass of Jupiter is not a piece of cake. Powerful tidal forces squish the moon, and internal friction in the moon releases an incredible amount of heat that made the otherwise beautiful place a volcanic inferno. The heat released by the planet and the stellar light reflected from its surface will also be a matter of concern. In some cases, they will be so intense that it will be like living with two stars. If all these threats were not enough, we have discovered the drop that spilled the cup. The magnetic environment of an extant Pandora could be a dangerous place to live. If enshrouded by the magnetic field of its host planet, a real Pandora could be subject to a powerful influx of high-energy particles able to sterilize its surface on a blink of an eye. So, the next time you think on the extraterrestrial lands of science fiction, remember that our beautiful universe cannot disobey its natural laws, and there are also awful and dangerous secrets to discover.
That was Jorge Zuluaga of the University of Antioquia.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.